Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America right after the latest news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Tens of thousands of Syrians fled their homes in Aleppo on Friday. They headed toward Turkey as Russia intensified its airstrikes against rebel groups trying to overthrow President Bashar al-Assad. The charity, the Turkish Humanitarian Relief Foundation, said 50,000 refugees had arrived at the Syrian-Turkish border, although Ankara closed its crossing point and it was not clear if anyone would be allowed to enter. A strong earthquake struck southern Taiwan near the city of Tainan today, killing at least three people, including a newborn baby. At least one high-rise residential building collapsed, several others teeter-tottering. VOA's Bill Ide on the area where the quake hit.
It's known for culture and for history, and there's actually some concern that there are some very old historic temples that may have been destroyed during the quake, but it's also known for high tech and for other industries. Actually, it's one center that Taiwan's leaders are looking to develop in the future. But most of all, it's known for its history.
Taiwan, located in a highly active fault zone known as the Pacific Ring of Fire, in 1999, a magnitude 7.7 earthquake that struck near Jeju Nantua County killed more than 2,400. UN mission in Mali says UN and Malian forces have retaken a police base in Timbuktu that was briefly seized by unknown assailants Friday morning. No one's claimed responsibility for the attack. Northern Mali has been racked with violence in recent years, including insurgencies by Islamist groups. This is VOA News. United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights says respecting women's rights and granting them access to reproductive health services are essential in the fight against the Zika virus. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
Scientists are trying to determine if there is a definitive link between an outbreak of Zika virus in Brazil and more than 4,500 suspected cases of microcephaly, which causes babies to be born with abnormally small heads and brains. Evidence for such a link is strong enough that a number of countries in Latin America are running scared and are making tough demands upon women. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zeid Ra'ad Al Hussein, notes that some governments are asking women to delay getting pregnant, but are not providing them with the means to control or prevent an unwanted pregnancy. The High Commissioner's spokeswoman, Cecile Puy, says women and girls face an extremely difficult situation in Zika-affected countries that have restrictive laws governing women's reproductive rights. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
South Korea's defense ministry says North Korea appears to be moving quickly on its preparations for a long-range rocket launch. Pyongyang notified international organizations of its plan to conduct the launch between February 8th and 25th. This prompted neighboring countries to go on alert. South Korean military officials say they will work with the U.S. and Japanese militaries to track the rocket that North Korea plans to fire. The U.S. economy had a net gain, get this number, 151,000 jobs in January, which is lower than the previous estimates for the month. Friday's report from the Labor Department also said the unemployment rate fell slightly to 4.9%, its lowest level in nearly 8 years. President Obama spoke about the U.S. economy's climb back from the recession.
We have recovered from the worst economic crisis since the 1930s, the worst in my lifetime and the lifetime of most of the people in this room. And we've done it faster, stronger, better, more durably than just about any other advanced economy.
Meantime, analysts say the strong U.S. currency is making America-made products more expensive on global markets, hurting sales along with that. Wells Fargo Bank experts also say slow growth in U.S. trading partners is hurting demands for exports, which can slow U.S. economic growth. And the first trading week of February saw more volatility on U.S. markets in just the last five trading sessions. S&P 500 has traded in nearly a 100-point range. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Well, hello again, and welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. This is Russ Davis, your host, and I'm going to take you to the 2016 Jazz Connect Conference in New York City, the largest gathering of jazz musicians, professionals, and enthusiasts each year in New York. We'll hear from Dee Dee Bridgewater. Yes, the award-winning vocalist, composer, producer, actor, just one of the strong ladies in the world of jazz, Dee Dee Bridgewater, gave the keynote address to the entire Jazz Connect Conference in New York City in the month of January, and she had some wonderful statements to give to everyone, directed mostly to the musicians in the crowd, helping them with some ideas on how to further their careers. Well, she's certainly furthered her career all the way to the top, and you'll hear the Dee Dee Bridgewater story and lots of her music with portions of her keynote address on this edition of Jazz America. Let's begin, though, with some new music that's also old music at the same time. Now, how is that possible? Well, in this case, it is the legendary Hammond B3 organ master, Dr. Lonnie Smith, from his new release, Evolution, on which he's joined by some of the great young players of the current generation and some of the greats of the generation before. Robert Glasper on keyboards, Joe Lovano on reeds and woodwinds. But it's mostly Dr. Lonnie Smith we want to focus on as he gives us a Thelonious Monk classic, Straight No Chaser, brought up to the 21st century. Dr. Lonnie Smith and his brand new one, Evolution, to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America. We'll be right back. There you have a double shot of the music of Thelonious Monk. You heard first Dr. Lonnie Smith with his version of the Monk classic Straight No Chaser, and you just enjoyed the Thelonious Monk Quartet live at Carnegie Hall and part of the band, saxophonist John Coltrane, on the song Epistrophe, which was recorded in November of 1957. By the way, by the Voice of America, and broadcast from Carnegie Hall on VOA back those many years ago. Hope you enjoyed a little bit of the music of Thelonious Monk. This is Russ Davis. I attended the 2016 Jazz Connect Conference, the yearly gathering in New York City of jazz musicians, professionals, and enthusiasts. I attended and participated in various events and panels and spoke to artists on the spot. Here's some of that audio right now, including the thoughts of the award-winning vocalist, composer, producer, actress Dee Dee Bridgewater, who gave the keynote address to the Jazz Connect Conference.
I was very fortunate to be selected by Thad Jones and Mel Lewis to be in their band. But that didn't happen like that. I was married at the time to my first husband. Now we call each other wasband and we're wife. And that is Cecil Bridgewater. And Cecil was hired to be in the Horace Silver Quintet. And then when we got to New York, he was also hired to be in the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Orchestra. And I was just his dutiful little diligent little wife that he liked to have walk 10 paces behind him. That's okay. I did. But one day I overheard Thad and Mel speaking about having a new singer in the band, fronting the band. They had a wonderful singer named Mel Dancy, who was the singer with the band, but they decided they needed a female again, so they held auditions. I took off of my day job. I was a secretary working at a bank called Security Pacific National Bank. And I took off from that bank, and I went to these auditions. I was way too shy to ask if I could audition myself. I was all of 20 years old. At the end of the auditions, they selected a young lady that they were going to hire. And I was like, I can sing better than her. So I just gathered up my nerve and I went up to Mel and I said, Mr. Lewis, I would like to audition. And he said, well, it's too late. We're breaking everything down and you know, we don't have time because we've got to get back to Manhattan and we've got to do the club tonight, the Village Vanguard. He says, well, I tell you what you can do. You can come down and audition at the Vanguard. And I was like, okay. And I did. And Thad Jones did what Thad Jones always did to me. He put me up in front of that band. He said, Dee Dee, we're going to do this tune and that tune. He didn't ask me what key. These were big band arrangements that already existed. He said, I'm going to tell you when to start, I'll tell you when to stop, and I'll tell you when to come back in. And I said, okay. Those songs were Bye Bye Blackbird and By the Time I Get to Phoenix. And by the time I finished with Phoenix, he said, you're hired. And that's how that started.
Thank you.
That's the great Dee Dee Bridgewater with her version of the classic Caravan from one of her early albums, Prelude to a Kiss. Just for a point of reference, Dee Dee Bridgewater was born Denise Eileen Garrett, the daughter of a jazz trumpet player, and she was born in Memphis, Tennessee, though raised in Michigan. And over the years, she's lived everywhere from New York to Paris, France, and all places all over the globe, and certainly has performed all over the globe as well. Now, as I mentioned, born in Memphis, Tennessee, 65 years ago, and though she's 65, she has the energy of a 25-year-old. Also from Memphis, a great keyboard player, master of the Hammond B3 organ, Booker T. Jones. Memphis is known as a place that is famous for the music known as soul. So soul and jazz have come together in a great way, as it will right now with the song Harlem House from the album The Road from Memphis. Booker T. Jones on Jazz America from VOA 1. We'll be right back.
From one of America's great musical cities, Memphis, Tennessee, the birthplace of Dee Dee Bridgewater, our special guest on this edition of Jazz America. That's the place of cool, funky, groovin', bluesy, soulful music. And Booker T. Jones just gave us a taste. Maybe I'll play some more music from some other artists who were born in Memphis, Tennessee later on here on Jazz America. And coming up, I'm going to give you more with Dee Dee Bridgewater and her keynote address at the Jazz Connect Conference in New York City. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. JazzAmerica@voanews.com. That's JazzAmerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. JazzAmerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently. It reads as follows. Dear Russ Davis, my name is Fasil Lagis. I live in Ethiopia. I just want to say I really love and enjoy your jazz program. I listen to it every Saturday on Shager 102.1 FM in Ethiopia. Well, hello to you and everyone listening on Shager FM in Ethiopia, one of our really wonderful affiliates here on VOA1. He goes on to say, my question to you is, I want to know more about jazz, but I don't know where to start. If you can advance me where to start, it would be a big help. Thank you for your time. Well, Fasil, thank you so much for your message. And I sent to him in my reply to his email a document that I've created, a brief 100-plus year history of jazz, just to give you the basics of jazz history and a point of reference. And if you would like to have that same document sent to you, if you'd like to learn a little bit more about the beginnings of jazz and the changes down through the years, I'd be happy to send it to you as well. Just send me that email to jazzamerica@voanews.com. Now, let me give you just a little bit of jazz history. Let's go way back to 1927 and listen to one of the originals, Bix Beiderbecke, from his 1927 album, Bix Beiderbecke Singin' the Blues. Here is Mr. Beiderbecke on cornet on that song titled Singin' the Blues, just for you, Fasil Lagis, listening in Ethiopia to VOA's Jazz America. Well, I mentioned earlier that I might play something else from another great jazz musician from the city of Memphis, the birthplace of Dee Dee Bridgewater. There you have some new music from one of the great hard bop piano players, band leaders and composers, Harold Mayburn. He's been the best friend and sideman of so many of the greats, and he's one of the greats, of course, in his 70s and still going strong with music like what you just heard from his latest release, Afro Blue. That's the song Mazin from the great pianist from Memphis, Harold Mayburn. Now let's return to the site of the 2016 Jazz Connect Conference in New York City and hear more of our special guest here on VOA's Jazz America, Dee Dee Bridgewater, and her keynote address to all the musicians, professionals, and jazz lovers attending the Jazz Connect Conference.
Fast forward a little bit. I've been with Thad Jones and Mel Lewis for 4 years. I've gone from singing two songs on every set at the Vanguard, they had three sets at that time, to two songs on the last set, because Thad and Mel had gotten upset with the fact that I was bringing people in just because of my singing. I didn't know what was going on. I was just trying to be diligent and to follow all of the guidelines Thad had given me. And I always wanted to be an actress. So a girlfriend of mine who was married at that time to Stanley Cowell was good friends with a woman who was a casting agent. And she told me one day, Dee Dee, they're holding open auditions for this Broadway musical based on The Wizard of Oz. The Wizard of Oz was one of my favorite movies. She said, you should audition for a role. Well, I did. And I was called back, and I was called back. And I went on tour with Thad Jones and Mel Lewis to Europe, and I came back, and then all of a sudden I got a fourth call back, and I went in, and the man that was directing at the time, his name was Gilbert Moses, he ran me through paces, and I didn't know what I was doing once again. I'd never studied acting. I've never studied music. I cannot read a note of music. I use my ears, because when I was growing up, I thought, well, that's what everybody does. A lot of musicians that I had known about did not study music, and they were having these amazing careers. So I went through the paces that he put me through. I tried to direct myself. He stopped me and was like, what are you doing? And I was like, well, I'm moving from here to there because, I mean, I've got to talk to the other characters. And he was like, I'm the director. At any rate, I got hired for that. What many of you don't know is that doing that show, I had a very substantial role when we were doing our tryouts out of town. And by the time we got to Broadway, because I had refused to be couch cast by the producer from 20th Century Fox, he tried to have me fired. He did have Gilbert Moses fired, and Jeffrey Holder saved my role in that musical. I had five lines of dialogue. The producer from 20th Century Fox gave my song, If You Believe, to The Wiz, Andre DeShields, and I had a reprise. And I won a Tony Award on five lines of dialogue and a reprise of If You Believe.
Just relax, y'all, be cool, have your ball, as the fellas ease into their first debrief. So you got it, jazz party. I've been waiting.
purpose of this little gathering is to acquaint some of you who are not familiar with a recording session, and also to hope that your presence will add warmth not only to the musicians, but also to convey it to the audience who are not fortunate enough to be here in person. So you got it. Jazz party.
Falling down from the sky, down here by my side. Oh, I've been waiting, yes, no, I've been waiting. I said, leap into my arms, baby. Come on, dive into my soul. Come on, jump into my heart, baby. Come on.
Once again, the music of the great Dee Dee Bridgewater showing off her incredible versatility. She can do everything from straight-ahead swing and jazz to, as you just heard, modern, electric, grooving, dance-oriented jazz. With the European artist Gabin from his album Mr. Freedom, with a Nicola Conti remix of the song Into My Soul. Hope you enjoyed that here on Jazz America. And speaking of versatility, Dee Dee Bridgewater, a three-time Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter, and as you heard, a Tony Award-winning stage actress for her work in The Wiz, even a radio presenter of the show Jazz Set on National Public Radio, and a United Nations ambassador, too. And there's more to her story. You'll hear more of it coming up here on Jazz America. Right now, here's another of the great ladies of jazz currently, violinist Regina Carter, who, like Dee Dee Bridgewater, has delved into her African roots on the album Reverse Thread. Here's the song Zarapiki on Jazz America from VOA1.
Clark, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
Thank you.
master bassist Stanley Clark from his album Up, the Grammy Award-winning work, with a song dedicated to New York City, Gotham City. More with Dee Dee Bridgewater next hour.